Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Primary day 2021, and New Yorkers will decide among 8 mayoral candidates chosen this time by rank choice voting. Our Sam Liebman is out and about with the voters this morning.
There were a few people outside Westside High School waiting to vote at 6 a.m. Doris brought her chair, expecting a long line. She was also prepared for rank choice.
So I wrote everything down, and I got most of them. Second page was rough.
Do you understand how the votes are tallied, though, or?
Yeah, I studied it.
The city and we in the media have been trying to educate voters on the new system. The first citywide election in which voters can rank up to 5 out of 13 Democrats in the mayor's race, only 2 on the Republican side. Eric Friedman from the New York City Campaign Finance Board says it's better for voters.
If your favorite candidate doesn't end up being the winner by ranking somebody second, third, fourth, and fifth, you still have the opportunity to pick who does.
That's because instead of simply getting the most votes, one candidate must get at least 50%. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
On Long Island today, police are announcing the arrest of two men for burglarizing some schools. This happened early Monday morning, the most recent one at Rushmore Elementary in Carl Place. An alarm was tripped, and officers say they found 27-year-old Jem Hattat of Lindenhurst and 27-year-old Jarrett Boyarski of Westbury on top of the building. They were busted after they jumped down. They are now charged in a burglary at Carl Place High School on the 4th, and on the 10th, musical instruments were stolen. They are also accused of burglarizing Island Power Sports in Massapequa last Friday. The two are to be arraigned in Mineola today. The Brooklyn Bridge is getting a major makeover, and starting today, crews start transforming one of the Manhattan-bound car lanes into a two-way bike lane. Cyclists, of course, love it. Drivers, not so much. They're, of course, worried about increased traffic. Mayor de Blasio calls the project Bridges for the People. The bike lane expected to be finished by early fall. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz will appear virtually in court today to request the dismissal of thousands of marijuana cases in Queens. Let's go live to 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius. Darius?
Well, more than 3,200 cases for low-level marijuana offenses have been dismissed in Queens this morning. The judge granting District Attorney Melinda Katz's request. She told the judge this request was made after Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law that legalized the use of recreational marijuana. Katz said that since she has taken office, she has declined to prosecute such cases because of the disproportionate impact these offenses have had on communities of color. The judge dismissed the cases, vacated any outstanding warrants, and sealed the defendant's records. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, live outside the Queens County Courthouse.
A New Jersey Board of Education has reversed itself following a public outcry and has restored the names of holidays to its school calendar. The Randolph School Board voting last night 8-1 to overturn a decision made earlier this month to replace the names of holidays with the phrase day off. Criticism started when the school board voted in May to refer to Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. After complaints from Italian Americans, the board then voted to label the holidays generically. A commission is now being created to study the issue. Police right now are searching for a suspect who snatched a man's wallet out of his hand inside the Chambers Street station in Lower Manhattan. The 49-year-old was trying to buy a Metro card and had his wallet out when the suspect approached, grabbed it, and took off. You can see a photo of that suspect at 1010winds.com. And if you recognize him, You know what to do. Give Crime Stoppers a call. Police are investigating after a man was shot while seated in a vehicle outside Sugar Daddy's Gentleman's Club on 27th Street in Long Island City early this morning. That man was taken to Elmhurst Hospital in stable condition. No arrest has been made.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.